On air, WICC 600. Online at WICC600.com. Download the WICC 600 app and Alexa skill. The Lisa Wexler Show, WICC 600.
Say, do one of you guys know how to Madison?
Brad, please, let's get out of here.
For God's sake, keep a grip on yourself, Janet.
That's just a little bit of a snippet because our next guest, Barry Bostwick, is coming back. If you're a Halloween person, what could be more Halloween than going to see the Rocky Horror Picture Show and meeting Barry Bostwick at a meet and greet after the show, one of the original stars of a cult film that has defined what it means to be a cult film. Barry Bostwick, hi. Welcome back to the Lisa Wexler Show. It's been a while. How are you?
It has been. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm fine. Sorry to wake you up so early. Are you in L.A.?
No. I got in late last night to Florida. Where
oh, okay.
Live.
Okay. Because I saw the 310, so I thought maybe we're waking you up.
No.
No. Okay.
Thank you for thinking of
okay.
me. Okay. No. It's funny. You played that little clip about, hey, does anybody know the Madison? I never know whether I say, hey, does anybody do the Madison or does anybody know the Madison? I think the line is know the Madison.
Know the Madison. I think that's what it's
like. I never learned the Madison. I never learned the time warp.
You never learned the time warp and you admit that on radio?
I know. It's weird, isn't it? Well, I didn't do it in the movie. So I never know whether it's a jump to the left or a step to the right or it's you know, if they say, would you get up and do it? And I'm always doing it backwards.
The Rocky Horror Picture Show. I mean, when you think about cult movies, right, it's the original cult movie. It literally spawned a cult of people around this movie.
It did. Well, it was the people that created this environment. I mean, they created the whole the party. They make the party every Friday, Saturday night somewhere in the world. You know, it's the longest continuous running movie ever. It's always playing somewhere, some week, some theater around the world. And we're going on our 44th year.
That's
now.
That's incredible. And is everyone still alive?
In the cast?
Yeah.
One or two of them have left us, but and Tim is unfortunately very ill. He had a stroke.
Oh,
Jim Curry.
I didn't know.
Yeah, but he still meets and greets his fans whenever he has the opportunity, and he's still a great lover of this movie. Meatloaf is still kicking. I don't know how he's. You know, Mr. Rock and Roll.
Yeah, I think isn't there a new like show or Broadway show, some kind of new Meatloaf thing? He reinvents himself pretty well periodically. He does a good job. Yeah.
Yeah, he does. No, there's a show based on Bad Out of Hell.
That's it.
His original album.
That's right.
And
that's right. Yeah.
He's not in it or anything, but it's he's behind the scenes, I think, a bit on it. And the girls, the Magenta, Pat Quinn, and Little Nell Campbell, they're still very involved with it. We go out and do conventions occasionally, Comic-Cons, and we all meet up and have a good time.
And Susan Sarandon. Let's not forget Susan Sarandon, the original ingenue in the Rocky Horror Picture Show. She's a rock.
Oh, Susan. What an actress.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
She's the best. And she's... She's a fan. She's a big fan of this movie.
What was the budget, Barry Bostwick, for Rocky Horror Picture Show?
Oh, it was just a little over $1 million.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they tried to pull the plug on it about a week before we started 20th Century Fox, because some of the executives came to London and where we were shooting, and they looked around and saw the set, and I think they were flummoxed. I don't think they knew what they were getting into, and... but finally, they agreed, let's do it, and we made it in a very short amount of time. It was a low budget little musical, you know. It was that wasn't very successful when it first came out, and then the fans took it to heart and created this whole entertainment, which is the shadow cats and throwing stuff at us and yelling.
It was like the precursor to The Sound of Music, only not The Sound of Music. Right, you know how people watch The Sound of Music now and they do it with all the audio? The Rocky Horror was the first one that I remember that did that kind of thing where people sang along. They just sang along to the movie, at the movies.
Yeah, well, and they would show the lyrics underneath. They would put them on on the screen.
Right.
I never saw that version because mostly I love the when there's a shadow cast that does the film in front of the film, and that's what I love.
I saw. Oh, that's interesting. So I saw Rocky Horror Picture Show. Of course, I'm dating myself. I went to college between 78 and 81. The movie came out in 75, but by 78, it was already a cult favorite. And that's how I saw Barry Bostwick. But I want to thank you for being on the show. We're going to have to go because it's noon and we're getting cut off. But people can meet you October 26th in Ridgefield at the Playhouse. They will welcome you with open arms. And thank you for coming on the show today, Barry.
Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you. We'll be back tomorrow.